The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 25th, Little Bethlehem, Birthplace of the Messiah, by Lynn Marie Combe, Professor of Family Law at Regent University School of Law. An Old Testament Prophecy, Micah 5, verse 2. Quote, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days." End quote. Micah wrote this between 735 and 700 BC. The New Testament Fulfillment, Matthew 2. Verse 1. Quote, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem." End quote. Matthew wrote this before 70 AD. Also, Luke 2, verses 4 through 6. Quote, "And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth." End quote. Luke wrote this around 60 AD. Also, John 7, verse 42. Quote, "Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the offspring of David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David was?" End quote. John wrote this before 70 AD. During the time of Christ, there were two Bethlehems in Israel, Bethlehem of Galilee and Bethlehem of Judea. The prophet Micah and the gospel writers were each keen on specifying the precise birthplace of the Messiah. Bethlehem Ephrathah is located in Judea near Jerusalem. It was the ancestral home of David. Bethlehem's meaning is place of bread or house of bread, but it can also mean house of war. Beth means house, and Laham means to war, and is also identical to laham, which means to eat, to use food. The root, lehem, means food, bread, grain, making Bethlehem the house of bread, or the house of battle. These translations appear to suggest that the act of military conquest and the act of eating are closely related somehow. House, Bethel or Bayit, denoted the realm of authority of the house father, he who was the living alpha of the household. But this term could also mean a founding ancestor or founding deity, making the house a temple. All of these meanings add to the depth of our understanding, not just of Jesus' birthplace, but of Jesus himself. He is both our bread and the authority in our battle. My home in Virginia Beach is themed after C.S. Lewis's The Chronicles of Narnia. We have lions, or Aslans, everywhere, reminding us of the omnipresence of God. But we also have reminders of warfare, shields of armor, spears of battle, headpieces, and helmets, all to offer protection in the inevitable spiritual battle, the real warfare of life. These things remind us of the reality that life in Christ entails spiritual warfare. This morning, your place of bread is where your Christmas tree stands, where your children run to open their presents, where you will welcome family to break bread together, and it is simultaneously also your house of battle, where you and your family will choose this day whom you serve. It's not just presence today, it is Him, the bread of life, and the authority in the battle. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. May you also. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, be at home in my house and in my heart. Bread of life, may I find nourishment in you. May I delight to serve you this day and in the year ahead. Amen.
Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars together, praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. And praises sing to God the King, and peace to